Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Nun Bet Amud Aleph. Today is a very brief podcast as we have one piece on the list of Trefot, which is Nishtabrut Rov Tzla'otaha. If a majority of the ribs, and the way we're viewing the ribs here is 11 on each side, if the majority of them were broken, then that is a Trefa. Tan Rabbanan. Elohein Rov Tzla'ot. Here's the definition. Shesh Mikan V'Shesh Mikan. If you have six on each side, that's a majority because there's 11 on each side. Or Chadasu Mikan V'Chad Mikan. Even if you have all 11 on one side broken and one on the other side, that's also Rov. So you do not need to have Rov on each side. You could have one that has 10 intact, but still a total of 12 are broken. That's a majority. Amar Ziri U'Mechetzian Klapei Shidra. It has to be the broken towards the spine. In other words, if they're broken on the outer extremity, that's not necessarily a broken rib. It's just a shard. Rachanam Rabbi Yochanan, uvitzalot gedolot sheish ben moach. It's only the larger ribs, the 11 that we're talking about, that have marrow in them. Rabbi ben Zakkai Amar, nekru berov tzad echad. If they were actually dislodged, then rov of one side is enough. That means six on one side. Nishtabru berov shnei tzadin. But if they're broken, you have to have rov on each side. He says it doesn't matter if they're dislodged or dislocated or if they're broken, you have to have rov of shnei tzadin, which means a total of 12. So if a rib got dislodged and the vertebral ring that holds it also got dislodged, then trefa, even one ring. What happens if the rib, let's say number 4 left and 4 right, both gets dislodged, but the vertebral ring is still there, then mahu? In other words, is the concern that you have an entire side ripped out, or is the chulia's presence going to save it? Amar lahu, gistra kamritu, that's a gistra. Gistra is when you cut the animal widthwise. Va'rav nami gistra kamar, but what you're describing is also a gistra. So ki kamarav, tzela below chulia. He doesn't mean a tzela and the vertebral ring, but the tzela without. But v'ha tzela v'chulia kamar, but he didn't say that. He said the tzela and the chulia. So tzela v'chatzli chulia, what he meant was that the vertebral ring has two sides to it, one that holds on the left rib and the one holds the right rib. So if the left rib and the left side of the chulia got ripped out, then he'd say that would be a trefa. Michlal, Rav Kana Ravasi, tzela below chulia amri. So they're referring, they must be asking about a tzela without the chulia at all coming out on each side of, let's say, number 4. Family gistra kamritu. And Rav's answer back was, that's a gistra. Amar ula ben zake amar, nekru berov tzadachad nishtabru rov shnei tzadim. Which means that if it's nekar, and that's without the chulia being out, then all you need is rov tzadachad. So melacha hatam zeh shelo kenegad zeh. What that means is if you have, let's say, 4 left and 5 right and 6 left, etc. Hacha zeh kenegad zeh. Here we're talking about 4 left and 4 right. Okay, v'amar Yochanan, berov shnei tzadin, v'rov shnei tzadin, eif shar delo kaim achad minayu zeh kenegad zeh. But wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan said, you need rov shnei tzadin, which means you need at least 6 on each side. If you have 6 on each side, then there's got to be at least one of them that is the same number on each side is out. So the answer is hatam buchana below asita, hachana buchana ve'asita. In other words, there you have the buchana ve'asita, which means the rib and some of the chulia, some of the vertebral ring on the spine. Hacha buchana ve'asita. Here they're both gone. Yachi hainu derav. That's the same exact thing that Rav said, which is tzela v'chatzil chulia. So the answer is lo shmir lehu derav, which means that Rabbi Yochanan had not heard Rav's halacha, so he said something similar. V'libu minei kid Rav, so why didn't they ask him the same question they asked of Rav, which is both sides without the chulia gone? Savri, libu minei chad in the paris lantarti. They said, we're going to ask Rabbi Yochanan a question, which will answer two questions, as follows. D'iban in minei chad, if we only asked him one question, hanechei amar la'an trefa, kol shekein tarti. So if he says that that's a treifa, so certainly if both sides are gone, it's a treifa. Yamarlan ksheira, but if he says it's kosher, hakatatat tukibayilan, that still won't answer what happens if there's two. So we asked him about two, and that tells us that if two is okay, then one is certainly okay. But now that you ask him about two, if he says it's kosher, so kosher ken chada. That'll tell us certainly one, if one's missing. But if he says it's treifa, then you have to ask the same question, which means asking about one is no better than asking about two, because it all depends on what answer you get, whether it will answer the other question. So the answer is safri imkein mirtach karatach. They were concerned if they ask him about one and then proceed to ask him about two, he'll get upset at them. Chada treifa tartei baya. So haka amri lei v'lo ratach, but they did ask him, and he did get upset. So came to kamalu gistra kamritu hanuritche. Sorry, they did ask him, and he didn't get upset. So why would they think that? The answer is because when he said gistra kamritu, that really was being angry. Meaning, you're saying you're asking me something we've already talked about, which is the gistra. Okay, amar rav shila amar rav matna amar shmuel nekrat sela meikara. Let's say that a rib was dislodged from its housing. This is something else that we've dealt with, which is the skull that's made, that's smashed in majority of it. Or the flesh that covers most of the kares, the first stomach, that's ripped, trefa. Now let's look at each one of these. Dikrat salami kara, trefa, that's a trefa, or minhu. We have a challenge to that, which is kama chisaron bashidra. How much is a chisaron? Remember, we had this in the context of Ohalot. Beit Shammai omrim shtei chuliot, tel omrim chulia achat. Remember, Beit Shammai said you have to have two of the vertebra missing for a shidra to be considered not of a person and therefore not matam boel. But Hillel says you only need one missing. The same rule applies to defining a treifa. And since we pass like Beit Hillel, that actually comes to the chumra, which is that one chulia missing is a treifa. So ha tzela below chulia, hatam chulia below tzela. Now that's talking about where just the ring is missing and the tzela is there. That already makes it a treifa. Here we're talking about the rib is missing and the chulia is there, and that's the question. So bishlam tzela below chulia. I understand how you could have a rib missing without the chulia gone. Mishkachala el chulia below tzela. How could you have the ring missing with the tzela still there? The answer is bishil hikafli. The ribs there at the very bottom could be there. Without the chulia to hold them. Actually, there are a bunch of chuliot that don't have ribs with them. So that chulia can be missing without a rib missing. Matgar Oshaya. So the question is, I mentioned a minute earlier, this now becomes a kula beit shammai, because according to beit shammai, an animal is not a treifa until two chuliot are missing. Beit Hillel says it is at one already when one is missing. Rav ki ichil inyan tuma ichil. That the question was asked between beit shammai and beit shammai about what renders something tamei ba'ohel, and beit Hillel was the kula. It said if one chuliot is missing, it's already not tamei ba'ohel. Beit shammai says that's to have two missing. So in that case, Beit Shammai is the Chumra. However, remember that if you were to ask the question from a different perspective, and this happens with many machlokot of this sort, then Beit Shammai would be Lekula. There's a Tosafot that discusses this in the meaning of Kiddushin about the Dino and the Shava Dino and Shava Pruta machloket at the beginning of the Sugya of Kesef. In the meantime, since the focus here was on Tumat Ohel, Beit Shammai was the Chumra. But the next thing mentioned in that brayta was that the smashed skull. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, rov gova or rov hekefa. Does it have to be a majority of the height or the majority of the circumference of the skull? The answer is teku. Sachofer rov hakeres brubo. This we saw already a couple of daf ago. The flesh that covers the keres. Baravashi brov karua or brov natul. Does that mean a majority of it has to be ripped or does it have to be gone? Tifshu limited non keres aprimichin anshen nikva. What does our Mishnah say? The inner keres, which we had a lot of discussion about what that means. We ended up saying the mifrata. If it is punctured, or most of the outside was ripped, so you see that it doesn't have to be gone, it just has to be ripped. So we define that the keres achitzona is the flesh that covers the thing, which is exactly what we're talking about, and you said nikra. So, midihu time el Shmuel. We're asking according to Shmuel. Rabbi Yaakov and Nachman Emar Shmuel, makom she'en bo milat. He said that the keras ha'pnimi and chitzonah is defined differently. Keras ha'pnimi is the place where there is no, of none of that woolly material. So therefore, you can't answer it based on Rabbi Yosef Hanina's definition of where keras ha'pnimit is. So according to Shmuel, we still don't know if it has to be, nital or nikra is sufficient. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with Drusat HaZeev, which is the last of the trefot, and we'll take it all the way to the Mishnah, not Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. In the meantime, it should have a wonderful day.